Listen to an audio version of this post. There are learners who love to talk and share opinions in class. Then there are those who prefer to keep a low profile and don't want to be called on for answers. It's easy for educators to get caught up in managing the talkative learners and focusing on those who participate in discussions. Every learner, though, including those who are quiet, should feel empowered to share their ideas. The goal is to create an inclusive classroom environment where all perspectives are heard. Educator Jordan Shalcrass says that it can take time to learn to support students who are quiet or standoffish. It can be particularly hard for teachers with dominant personalities or who haven't struggled with anxiety or feeling uncomfortable in a loud or busy environment. In this blog post, we'll explore how to engage quiet learners and the reasons why they don't speak up in class. Understanding why some learners are quiet. There are many reasons why quiet students hold back from participating in discussions. Joanne Nisbet, an educator from St. Jerome School in Ontario, Canada, says, "As teachers, we are aware that all of our students learn differently, and no matter the school year or the size of the class, there are always going to be students who are a bit more reluctant to speak up and share their thoughts. Despite the fact they may have profound ideas to bring to the table, students don't always feel comfortable sharing their ideas in front of everyone." Carolyn Milne, an educator from Reefton Area School in New Zealand, says, "Many of my students are neurodiverse or have other learning challenges, e.g. dyslexia, dyscalculia, which have sadly knocked their confidence. Others suffer from social anxiety, while some are simply introverts. Whatever the reason, these quiet students need a safe space within the classroom and a means to engage with the learning which is slightly different from their peers. Let's explore these reasons further, including perspectives from educators and a learner. Social anxiety or lack of confidence. Some learners fear judgment by their peers and have anxiety about offering their point of view or answering a question." Ashlyn, a student in Alberta, Canada, says that she never asks questions aloud in class, as she would be too embarrassed if she got the question wrong or if the concept had already been covered. She says that her teachers rarely use technology in class, but if she could, she would text or email her teachers questions. Instead, Ashlyn typically waits until the end of class or during lunch to ask questions so that no one sees her talking to the teacher. Monica Tu, an educator from Buffalo Trail Public Schools in Alberta, Canada, says, "I was that shy, quiet kid. And if I did have the courage to raise my hand, my mind would blank when the teacher got to me. Other students may lack confidence due to learning challenges and don't want to be criticized by their classmates for not understanding. Introversion and varied learning styles. There may also be learners who are introverted and prefer to listen and process content internally. These students have a different learning style than extroverted, sociable students. They prefer to reflect and analyze first rather than answer questions aloud off the cuff. They need silent time to think about their ideas or to work out problems before sharing their responses with the class." Cultural reasons. It's also crucial to recognize when learners have cultural reasons for taking a less active verbal approach in the classroom. In some cultures, it's respectful to remain quiet and listen. Educators need to remember in these cases not to penalize learners for following their cultural norms. EduTopia writes that in some cultures, students learn that asking the teacher questions might imply that the teacher did not teach well, and therefore is impolite. Moreover, in some cultures asking questions can be seen as a way to challenge the teacher, and that is always discouraged and frowned upon. Feeling tired or hungry. Before learners can contribute academically, their physiological needs have to be met, as seen in Maslow's hierarchy of needs. If they didn't get enough sleep the night before or didn't eat breakfast or lunch, their base level needs haven't been met, so they can't focus on the class activities. In this case, they'll be withdrawn instead of participating in discussions, personal issues. Some learners may be consistently quiet, while others are noticeably quiet on certain days. They could be experiencing issues at home or with other kids at school. If they lack consistent routines outside of class, they could feel anxious or unsafe and unable to focus. Language barriers. Another reason students may be quiet is due to learning the English language. English language learners may be in different stages of processing oral and written language skills and may not feel comfortable enough to take part in discussions. Lack of understanding. In some cases, students may not be able to speak up and offer responses in discussions because they are struggling with the content or learning standards. That's why it's crucial to have formative assessments in place to help distinguish between quiet students who understand the curriculum versus those who need more help or review. Positive traits of quiet learners. Although some learners may not contribute verbally in class, it doesn't mean they don't have areas of strength. Here are just some of the positive traits quiet learners may possess. strong observation skills. Many quiet learners are keen observers who can pick up on nuances. They may notice details that other classmates don't, helping them excel with the curriculum. Empathetic. Some quiet learners have high emotional intelligence and are sensitive to their peers' emotions and perspectives. This makes them supportive group members and classmates. Creative. Because quiet learners often are reflective and live inside their heads to an extent, they may be creative and have novel ideas. Deep thinkers. Quiet learners often ponder and think deeply before speaking to their teacher or classmates. They may carefully think about responses and consider different sides to issues. Skilled writers. Some learners prefer to express their thoughts in writing rather than verbally. As a result, they may have strong written skills. Discover why vetting EdTech tools for inclusivity matters, and unlock strategies to leverage EdTech for inclusivity. Download our free ebook, Creating a Safe Space for Participation. An essential way to engage every learner is to create a safe space for participation, where it's encouraged to make mistakes, ask questions, and offer different opinions. Here are strategies for creating an environment where even quiet learners feel comfortable participating. Change your mindset. Just because a student prefers to stay in the background doesn't mean they don't want to learn. Educator Carolyn Milne says, "A little empathy and patience goes a long way." If you lead each day with this mindset, you'll start to bring out those students' strengths. Another strategy is to embed their positive personality traits into class guidelines. These could include highlighting the importance of listening skills, following instructions, and working independently. This helps those learners feel acknowledged rather than excluded for not being more verbally active, offer consistent encouragement. Another way to help every learner engage in class is to encourage them consistently. All learners need positive reinforcement from time to time, and gentle encouragement will help those who refrain from participation feel more comfortable sharing their ideas. Monica shares, "After asking any question, I wait at least 5 seconds for a response. I also ask quiet kids on the side, during application time or after class, that I'd love to know what their ideas, thoughts are. If they provide a response that's relevant to the topic, subject, to build up their confidence, I say, what a cool question, idea, thought, can I mention it in class? If they shrivel up at the idea, I'll add, I won't say you mentioned it." Build relationships. Educator Ashley Newman of Frederick County Public School in Virginia says, "It's all about relationships. When you build these relationships and really learn your students' interests, passions, and hobbies and incorporate them into your curriculum, it makes them feel seen, making them want to step up and help others." Educator Alicia Grosky from Buffalo Trail Public Schools in Alberta, Canada, says, "Relationship building does not occur overnight, rather, it takes time. However, this is the key to engaging any and all students." Jordan Chalcras, an educator from Te Ahi Kaikomako Rolleston School in New Zealand, shares, "I work hard to build relationships with my students and create an environment that makes them feel safe to ask questions and seek support. My table is always open for students to sit with me or come for a chat. I scaffold experiences for them to build confidence in sharing their voice." Carolyn Milne offers, "To engage quiet students, I take the time to build strong relationships with them, which helps build their confidence levels. The most important method of engaging quiet students is to interact with them in a similar manner. This gives them the opportunity to ask and answer questions, further their understanding of a concept or particular aspect of the subject. In doing this, you can build students up and develop their confidence so that they feel comfortable enough to interact with the class at large." Joanne Nisbet says, "The key to transforming a classroom into a safe space starts with forming strong bonds with our students. By building relationships with my students, I can create a positive school environment that is inclusive and fosters both personal and academic growth within the classroom. It creates an environment that allows my students to work in harmony. I also provide positive reinforcement and celebrate my students' unique qualities, which builds a trusting relationship with each one of them. Provide a variety of ways to ask questions." Alicia Grosky explains that it's important to give learners a variety of ways to contact their teacher. Allow them to contact you with questions or information through a variety of mediums such as email, meeting one-to-one, teacher media pages, and Google Chat. Interact one-on-one. Joanne Nisbet emphasizes the importance of speaking one-on-one with learners. "I find it's important to have one-on-one interactions with those students that are showing a particularly strong reluctance to participate. To avoid making the quiet students feel singled out, I make sure to organize regular chats with them throughout the week." Don't push learners. Respect learners' personalities and don't push them into engaging in verbal discussions if they're not ready or able to. Meet them where they are and give them time to take steps toward more participation. Consider your seating arrangement. Jordan Shellcrass says, I have a range of spaces and table sizes to support students with different needs. We have a tent for quiet time to regulate and tables with 1 to 8 seats. Students can pick a table and if they prefer the middle or edges of the room. We also have alternative seating options of lap desks and clipboards. Joanne Nisbet shares, during group work I often pair quiet students together since they may be able to relate to each other more. This in turn can give students the confidence to talk in front of each other. This type of grouping creates a safe space for quiet students to develop and contribute their ideas verbally. Alicia Grosky takes a different approach with seating arrangements in the classroom. Try not to use a seating plan, allow them to choose where they are most comfortable, and then only move them if necessary. Provide a digital location. Lindy Hockenberry, an EdTech consultant, says, rather than having to share verbally, I provide a digital location for them to share using a tool such as Padlet or Google Forms. This way they still have a voice but in a safe space. How to teach quiet or shy students. We asked educators for tips on how to help a shy child participate in school and their teaching strategies for engaging a variety of learners. Continue reading for some of their best advice. Incorporate multiple voice and choice options. Ashley Newman says, I like to offer multiple voice and choice options for students, some requiring a partner, some requiring a group, and some that students can complete independently. I try to do a choice board activity monthly where all these options are in place. You can also allow learners to choose between assessments that align with their learning style and interests, such as building models, writing fiction or nonfiction, incorporating visual or performing arts, weaving in music or creating a video. Allow for silent times. Many learners have a hard time concentrating when there's constant noise. Sometimes educators or administrators pass by a quiet classroom and assume that learners aren't as engaged as those in a more energetic classroom. Silent moments are valuable, though, because they help learners process and reflect. This gives the entire class time to contemplate answers and points of view. Add these deliberate silent times into a class schedule to give everyone a moment to work through questions and problems and come to a more thoughtful conclusion. Play into learners' interests. Alicia Grosky says, as with all students, try to connect through academic content. If they are interested in graphic novels, support them in finding some for leisure reading, as well as have discussions with them to validate their interests. When Ashley Newman plans units and lessons, she highlights a few learners and incorporates their interests. For our last unit on The Legend of Sleepy, I created police files for our suspects, where students had to collect text evidence about the suspect's physical characteristics and personality. They were then given a witness claim and had to determine if it was credible or not. Then they used all their gathered info to complete a police report. I also invited one of my students' parents who is a police sergeant to talk about the narratives, reports they have to file for every incident they respond to. This activity got many of my reluctant writers excited and eager to write. Ashley continues, a few years ago I incorporated a study on the Day of the Dead into my writing unit, where students got to learn about this cultural holiday and how much it means to certain parts of the world. I had multiple students in my classes that year who celebrated the holiday with their families and they wanted to speak up and share how their family makes it personal. These students were also worried to speak up, due to some language barriers, but once they saw they were being highlighted, the confidence came. I am hoping to bring this activity back this year. Provide opportunities for practicing communication. Carolyn Milne explains, I have created a game, Corner, to encourage students to interact with others and to practice their communication and problem-solving skills in a non-competitive environment. I have deliberately curated a collection of board games and jigsaws that require strategic thinking, communication and collaboration to complete. Carolyn continues, while these are generally used at break times, they are also useful to diffuse students who are experiencing dysregulation or states of heightened senses, heading for a meltdown. The corner also enables the quiet students to have a moment to gather their thoughts. The ways in which I use this corner of my room has increased interaction among students and teacher, and engagement with the learning. Offer a variety of participation methods. Another way to help quiet learners engage in class is to offer a variety of participation methods to give everyone in the class a chance to build their confidence and share their perspective. Writing down ideas. Joanne Nisbet explains, talkative students thrive in class discussions because they're comfortable developing ideas on the spot. I find a key part of engaging quiet students is to allow them time to think about and analyze their ideas. Getting them to write their ideas down is a great venue to find out what they are thinking and understanding about a task. This way, they'll likely be more confident to contribute to classroom discussions if they want to. Turn and talk method. Joanne says, I also use the turn and talk method in my class. Without the pressure of speaking in front of the whole class, students may be more comfortable developing their own ideas through conversation. I find it's a great way to allow my students to connect, and it also gets the quieter students talking. Video platforms. Jordan Shalcrass shares that she uses video discussion platforms to help learners who don't like speaking on the spot in front of the class. I have used tools like Flipgrid, which allows students to share their voice without everyone looking at them. Alicia Grosky says, provide them with a variety of opportunities and methods to demonstrate their learning. If there is a presentation, they can pre-record the assignment instead of presenting in front of the class. Choral reading. Jordan also uses choral reading instead of asking learners to read aloud one at a time. She then trains her ears to listen to one child while everyone reads. Think pair share, jigsaw groups, expert groups, talking sticks. Carolyn Milne says, it is also important to enable quiet students both the time to think and the opportunity to participate. Analog activities such as think pair share, jigsaw groups and expert groups all do this, and mean that quiet or neurodiverse students are more likely to engage without needing to compete with the class extroverts who can tend to dominate if permitted to do so. To regulate the input of the extroverts, the use of talking sticks is also helpful. Giving each student an allocation of talking sticks means that the extroverts have to self-regulate. Provide a feedback framework. A feedback framework can also provide the structure some learners need to participate and speak with group members or the class. Providing a feedback framework such as Tag or Rise gives these students specific pieces of feedback to share with fellow students, says Lindy Hockenberry. Include digital tools for brainstorming. Carolyn Milne says, using digital tools to brainstorm, categorize information and take ideas further are also helpful. She suggests using apps like Padlet or ID boards, along with your whiteboard or mind mapping apps. If quiet students are given the opportunity to engage with the curriculum and other students on their own terms, they will do so, and in the process they often demonstrate deep conceptual understanding. Leverage Hapara. Hapara Highlights. Hapara Highlights is a digital classroom management tool that gives educators visibility into learners' progress online. It includes features that help educators guide learners' browsing, redirect learners online, share resources instantly, and communicate with individual learners. Carolyn Milne says, these tools offer a far less confrontational and less daunting interaction for the quiet student. Like My Games Corner, I have found this to be a way in which almost all class members increase their engagement with the learning. Jordan Shalcrass uses the announce feature in Highlights to send individual learners a discreet message. As the teacher, I am responsible for meeting my students where they are and building them up. Rather than calling out to students across a classroom, I will quietly send them an announcement on Hapara asking them to see me if there is something they need to know. Hapara Workspace. Hapara Workspace is a digital platform that allows you to put all of the goals, resources, and assessments for a lesson, unit, or project in one place. This platform makes learning interactive and personalized. For example, you can give students a choice of assessments or ask them to upload their own evidence of learning. Carolyn Milne shares, within my teaching and learning programs, I utilize differentiated, self-paced Hapara workspaces, and this enables quiet students to get on with their work in a safe and supported manner. The tools within the Hapara suite enable feedback to guide the reworking of evidence to promote growth of understanding. Discover why vetting EdTech tools for inclusivity matters, and unlock strategies to leverage EdTech for inclusivity. Download our free ebook.